My name is Nicholas Smith, and who I am, that's kind of a tough question because I'm in the middle of figuring that out myself.
Yeah, you could say that. Like, from a young age, I've been kind of, I wouldn't say alone, but I don't mind doing stuff by myself, whether it's like traveling alone on an airplane and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm independent. Independence is important because it's important for everybody to have, as they get older, receive more independence so that they can do stuff by themselves, whether it's like purchase their first house or go to college. Because if you always have that lifeline, you'll never be able to do something alone. And you'll always be looking for some type of lifeline, whether it's like your parents, grandparents, a friend. And sometimes that friend, parent, and grandparent won't always be there with you, so you have to learn independence and how to do stuff.
Well, I live an athletic lifestyle, so I can't just sit on the couch. I have to do something athletic, and better than that, to just join the school team and kind of do it with people that have similar goals and stuff like that. Track is honestly, it means a lot to me in ways, because I can just run and it's real peaceful. Because honestly, through like a hard day, if I had a bunch of tests, you can just kind of relieve it on the track and just run it and just clear your head. And in some ways, I don't like it because running sucks. Kind of contradicting myself. Honestly, what goes through my mind is just beat the guy next to me and just clear. For me, I really have to like clear my head and kind of think about what's really going on. I can't think about anything before or after or what's going to happen. It just has to be clear and just perform. MIC is the conference that Carmel competes in, and it includes schools like Center Grove, Lawrence Central, North Central, and all the big schools in Indiana. It's the top conference that these schools compete in between each other with all the sports that Carmel has to offer, like swimming and etc. Last year, I didn't perform as well as I thought I would, because one thing that's always messed me up with track is kind of my focus during my start of the race, because I'll be focused, but then the gun will go off and I'll start kind of looking at other people, and then while that's happening, I'll start to fall behind, and then I got to play catch up. And then sophomore year at MIC, I lost all my technique, and then I finished the race, I was last, and I just started crying. It was a wow, I blew it. Generally, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to stay down for maybe 10, 15, 20 meters, keep your head down and drive as hard as you can. But what I did instead of that, my first step off the line, I stood up. But keep in mind, all these people are still in their technique, so they're way ahead of me, and they have more energy and stuff like that because they drove out. And so I start to fall behind. I'm about 5 meters behind at the start of the race, and I just have to keep 5 meters behind everyone else. And I just start to slow down because I didn't use my technique and stuff like that. And so I knew what I was doing and stuff like that, but I think what really affected me was the intimidation of the older guys running with seniors and stuff like that. What I expected was, generally at first, I thought people were going to think like I'm slow or he's not ready and stuff like that. But later that day, I was just told, you know, everyone has a bad race. It happens all the time. I was a trainer for football because I practiced through the season, but then I started to have a heart problem. And it wasn't really necessarily the heart. I had a murmur, so it made my heart be like irregular. But it was mostly the muscles around the heart that would tense up and cramp up. And I couldn't move or like move my arm and stuff like that. And it made it really hard to perform. It was just a lot of pain. But I ended up being a trainer because I wanted to stick with the team and be along with them for the season. It just kind of popped up. I think I was at a physical when they first did it. And then I came back because I was having chest pain. And they were like, you're working out too much, because I was doing football, track, and I was working and doing more working out on top of that, and weightlifting. And they're like, this is too much. And so I kept going anyway, and then it just got worse with the muscle stuff, so I had to set football aside. But they said I could still run and stuff like that.
Really? Okay, because if I were told like, oh, you have a heart murmur, I would have been like, excuse me, what? I have a what? Yeah, so okay, so you took it generally like, so when, if I were the doctor and I said you have a heart murmur, yeah, then you were just like,
yeah, because the way I see things in life in general is because there's no reason to be sad or fret over it because you don't have a choice. You being sad isn't going to change anything. So you might as well just take it head on and be not be happy about it, but not let it take away other factors in your life like happiness and stuff like that.
Okay, so I was told by Tyron here that you were raised by your mom and your dad doesn't really live with you.
That is true. He's still in the military right now. He's a colonel and he moves around to different jobs. Like recently he was working at the Pentagon and he just left and moved to Florida, and he had he was stationed there for a little bit, and I think now he's gonna go back to DC.
What I would like to do is I want to be an emergency room doctor, but before that I think I'm gonna join the military.
Is that because of your father?
That's what I'm figuring out now, because it's not because of him. I'm not doing it for him, but it's kind of like something instilled in me that makes me feel like I want to do it. Like, I want to do it, but there's something else that makes me feel like I just need to serve and help others, and you know what I mean?
Which way is most of your family leaning?
As far as the military?
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. My mom's like, you should go to college. But I think if I do it, I'm going to do this program where I can do college while in the military.
Was there like a point, like you're like, now I want to do I want to join the military?
Honestly, most of my life is just back and forth. Since my dad graduated from West Point, I've kind of always had that military thing, like whether it's seeing him in his uniform or the stuff he has around his house, just stuff like that. It's always been in the back of my head. And I wanted to go to West Point for the longest time, but they're really tough there. So I was like, maybe I'll just go to college and just get a normal degree and do like ROTC. ROTC is, what's it stand for? Reserve Officer Training Corps or something like that. And it's where college students can kind of have military classes in college and train a little bit. Then at the end of their 4 years, they'll be enlisted in the Army as an officer. So that's ROTC. And then I kind of just wanted to jump right into it and just enlist. That's what I plan to do at the end of high school. I want to join the military. Honestly, I feel like it's instilled in me because I would be like a sixth generation person in our family to be in the military. And I just like love the opportunities that it provides. You could see the world, pay for school and stuff like that.
If you had to have like a life occupation, like what would it be right now?
Could I be like a superhero?
You sure can.
Honestly, I'd probably, if I could be a superhero, it'd probably have to be like Spider-Man.